All right, it's a Wednesday afternoon, time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL, and John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us on the air. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
John, I'm really excited about this possible revival of Pontchartrain Beach. But I want to be clear about this. When I saw the stories on the news, they showed scenes of old Pontchartrain Beach with all the rides. And so there's no bringing back of the amusement park, but it would be like a beach area and a recreation area. And it seems like this is something that would just be really great, not only for that section, but just for New Orleans in general.
I agree, Scoot. And I thought the same thing. Initially, my thoughts went to my senior high school year. 1983 was the last year the old beach was open. But when I had the opportunity to read the plans for the new development, I think it's a great idea, a great economic catalyst for, you know, that end of Elysian Fields and Robert E. Lee Boulevard. I think that's just a great, great concept.
Now, there was a time when you just didn't want to go swimming in the lake, but the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation and others have just done such a great job. I mean, the lake is alive again, and there's killer bull sharks out there. But anyway, the water's clean, and so, you know, people can go swimming. And so, you know, this would be just, I mean, a beach area in New Orleans, I think, would be really awesome.
I agree, Scoot. I think it's a great alternative for residents on the weekend, have something else to do. You don't have to drive to, say, St. Louis or Waveland or even to Florida or Alabama beaches. It would be a great spot to go spend an afternoon, and great for the youth in the city, a great place to be able to take your kids, your family, and spend the day.
Yeah, so I was a little surprised to hear that if it's approved, it's going to take 4 years from that point to complete. And it doesn't seem like there's really that much to do. Do you know why it would take so long to complete that, John?
Unfortunately, I do not. I'm sure there's a lot of engineering involved with. I'm sure they're going to have to bring in sand and that sort of thing and work with some engineer groups to get that done. But really, I don't have much more information.
Okay, but look, this would bring people to the neighborhood, and ultimately, if the revitalization of Pontchartrain Beach happens, then think about what that's going to do for that whole area in terms of other businesses sprouting up to take care of the people who are going there.
I agree, Scoot. I remember going to restaurants and pizza places and similar establishments right there at the end of Elysian Fields back in the day and enjoying that. And I think this development would just bring more business back to that area and be great for the residents. And I know there's been some concern expressed by some of the homeowners in the area, but I know the people that are working with the foundation. I can't remember the specific name of the organization, but there's some really good people trying to bring this back, and I'm sure they'll be able to work with the residents in the area to make it a great asset for New Orleans.
Yeah, you know, it, obviously people in their own neighborhoods don't want anything to change, but that stops progress, you know, for a city overall. You know, and now we're kind of having the battle in the city council about live music outside, which started during the pandemic, but there are people who live around the French Quarter and in the French Quarter, and they're afraid that it's going to be too noisy, so maybe there should be some limits. But, you know, live music, outdoor live music should be, I think, part of New Orleans in the same way that we should have a beach area, and there should be a way to control it. It's not in any neighborhood, and it's just right there at the foot of Elysian Fields.
I agree 100%, Scoot. I think we need to let these people get together, work things out. It's done in a lot of other places. I'm a big fan of what Nashville's done on that Broadway strip. Great area, great music. They found a way to work it out. I think we can do the same. Yeah.
I hope so. So John, Metairie Bank has a big grand reopening of the airline branch, which is coming up this Friday from 11 to 3. That's at 7807 Airline Highway. Are you going to be there?
I will be there, and we invite anybody who's in the area, or you want to take a little ride down airline, please come visit us. We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have Lucky Dog out there. We're going to have snowballs and lots of other things, some giveaways. So please stop by and say hi, and check in with us.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's a way to introduce yourself to Metairie Bank for those of you who have never introduced yourself to Metairie Bank. John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your time and your expertise. And you know, everybody's looking forward to the grand reopening of the Airline Ranch coming up on Friday.
Thank you, Scoot. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, John.